Some professors at Seattle University have come out in support of a student protest about curriculum. The students have called for more diverse material and fewer books by, quote, dead white men, unquote. The campus sit-in is now in week three. KUOW's race and culture reporter Liz Jones has more.
About 20 students sprawl out around desks and cubicles where staff typically sit. It's an occupation of Mateo Ricci College, a small humanities school at Seattle University.
And then we have many books.
First-year student Jasmine Wallen shows me around.
Oh, so you've covered up this old painting here.
Yeah, that's Mateo Ricci.
A photo of a black author is now taped up over the Jesuit priest. Students say the curriculum here needs an overhaul and more focus on current authors of color and diverse backgrounds.
The autobiography of Malcolm X.
Wallen reads some titles from the library they've set up here.
Pablo Neruda. I personally am a future teacher, and so I'd like to be knowledgeable on these topics.
Sí, ahora mismo salgo.
Professor Serena Cosgrove walks through the occupation to get to her office. She teaches at Mateo Ricci. She shares the students' concerns, and this week, Cosgrove and three fellow professors spoke out to school administrators.
We don't have a student problem. We have a leadership problem. And that is something that the university needs to address.
Cosgrove and her colleagues have called for a transparent review of the curriculum and of the leadership. The students want Mateo Ricci's dean to step down. Seattle U's president says that's an unacceptable demand, but they have outlined steps to review the curriculum and also the culture there, since some students and staff have alleged incidents of racism, sexism, and bias. Cosgrove says she's proud to see the students take a stand at this college and at others around the country.
I think that as educators, we need to respond to what our students are asking of us and really rethinking how we do what we do.
At Seattle University, I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.